Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome. This is Yusra Arjun behind the microphone. Pleased to be your anchor on our daily newscast live from RIM Radio Studios in Rabat, Morocco. Joining me today are Iman Dibi on the coverage and Miriam Khalili on radio production. Stay tuned for the latest national and international news coverage. These are the headlines. UN anonymously adopts Moroccan resolution against burning of the Holy Quran and hate speech. Ministry of Foreign Affairs Morocco follows with deep sorrow and regret wildfires in Algeria. And internationally, China, Russia finished joint military drills in Sea of Japan. Starting off abroad in New York, the United Nations General Assembly anonymously adopted a resolution presented by Morocco against burning the Holy Quran and hate speech. The resolution strongly condemns violence towards people based on their religion or beliefs and the targeting of religious symbols and holy books, seeing it as a violation of international law. This historic and crucial resolution reflects Morocco's role as a global leader in promoting peace, tolerance, and interfaith dialogue. It continues the path set by previous resolution combating hate speech, emphasizing the need for solidarity and understanding among nations. The resolution aims to foster a culture of peace and nonviolence for future generations, especially given the alarm and rise of hateful acts against Muslims in Europe. Despite attempts by the European Union to remove the reference to the violation of international law in acts of violence against religious symbols, Morocco's insistence and leadership led to its rejection, and the European Union eventually joined a consensus on the resolution. Back on national soil, the Kingdom of Morocco is following with deep sorrow and regret the wildfires that have broken out in certain regions of the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria. According to a press release issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, on this sad occasion, the Kingdom of Morocco expresses its sincere condolences for the loss of human lives caused by these wildfires and its best wishes for a speedy recovery to the injured, the statement added. In the legislative news, the House of Advisors concluded the second session of the 2022-2023 legislative year for the 11th legislature 2021-2026. During the session, a significant international parliamentary event took place, the Interparliamentary Congress on the Dialogue Between Religions in Marrakesh, organized by the Moroccan Parliament and the Interparliamentary Union under the high patronage of His Majesty King Mohammed VI. The participants received a royal message on this occasion. On the legislative front, the Upper House approved 23 bills related to essential socio-economic projects of strategic importance and issues concerning justice and freedoms. A total of 257 amendments were proposed to enhance these bills' provisions. In terms of international cooperation, the House of Advisors passed 8 bills to approve international agreements. These texts required 7 legislative plenary sessions out of 29 for voting. Still, Morocco preparations for hosting the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund in Marrakesh this October 2023 are progressing rapidly, according to Minister of Economy and Finance Nadia Fattah. More details with Iman Dibi.
Indeed, Minister of Economy and Finance Nadia Fattah shared that preparations for hosting the annual meeting of the World Bank Group at the International Monetary Fund in Marrakesh next October are progressing at a rapid pace. The event will accommodate around 4,000 participants from 189 countries, including 4,500 members of official delegations. A 25-hectare area is being prepared to host the meetings with full mobilization of airports, hotels, and transportation at national and local levels. Morocco sees this as an excellent opportunity to showcase its achievements, reforms, and investment opportunities under the wise leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI. The meetings serve as a crucial platform for high-level international economic and financial leaders to discuss solutions to global challenges.
Internationally, China and Russia have finished their 4-day joint military drills in the Sea of Japan, held apparently to show off their cooperation to Japan, South Korea, and the United States. The exercises, which involved about 10 Chinese and Russian naval vessels, ended on Sunday, the Russian Defense Ministry said, adding that after the drills, the ships together headed for Vladivostok in Russia's Far East, the home of the country's Pacific Fleet. China and Russia blamed the plan to create a free and open Indo-Pacific region shared by Japan, the United States, and other countries, calling it an attempt to build an Asian version of NATO. According to a series of announcements by Russia, the Chinese and Russian navies jointly conducted about 20 combat exercises, including those to shell maritime, coastal, and aerial targets. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, the Moroccan national boxing team is gearing up for the 21st African Championship in Yaoundé, Cameroon, from July 26th to August 5th. According to a statement from the Royal Moroccan Boxing Federation, the Moroccan boxing delegation consists of 18 boxers, including 10 men and 8 women. Among them is the African champion from the previous tournament in Maputo 2022, Hamza Al-Barbari, who is ready to defend his title in the 71 kilograms weight category during this continental championship. The Moroccan national indoor football team is all set to face Romania in 2 friendly matches on August 7th and 9th, 2023. The Royal Moroccan Football Federation stated in a press release published on its official website on Tuesday that these matches are part of the national team's preparations for upcoming competitions. We wish them the best of luck. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll meet you tomorrow at the same hour.